What's up, guys? You got the Hurricane on board, and you're listening to another episode of Warren's in City, where it is capitalized and nothing else really is. And you already know who's going to be sitting here with me today.
Really, really lounging over here.
It's me. Oh, comfy.
It's me, DJ K. I'm running off no sleep at all.
Like, oh, wow.
I ain't been asleep since yesterday when I got up for work.
Now I wish I got his breakfast today, but I didn't feel like getting out of bed. But we also happen to have a guest today. I don't think we've heard from her for a little while. We got
this is DJ the same Mouse in the studio.
This is the same guest who was trash talked for the horrible levels.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome.
There has been a promise to update the levels, so we'll see.
Hopefully so. So I think today was another one of those days where we didn't have any sort of idea what was about to go on in here. So I declared the topic of fashion. And more specifically, fast fashion. So we'll see how long we before we change to TikToks again, which always seems to happen.
It's like an ending note.
Yeah, pretty much. So I feel like first I need to explain the term fast fashion. And fast fashion is stuff like Wish.com, Shein, Romwe, like places where you can get a shirt for like 50 cents. Like, you gotta wonder like the ethicality of that.
Really, AliExpress.
AliExpress too, yeah. And I think the reason that came to mind is because I'd seen like one case, I think they ordered from Shein, and like they got their shirt and they like they took it out the bag and they always like double package it, and like the shirt was like coated in red liquid.
All of the stuff is like, what's it called? It's all like interchanged though. So like one time,
yeah, it's all pretty much the same company.
Yeah, like one time I got a, it's just different companies with like different setups. Like I got a shirt from, I always pronounce it Romwe just because it bothers people, but I ordered off Romwe and like my pants came in and it was like Shein on like the tag. Everything is interchanged.
But I feel like, well, we have fast fashion where it's like get a shirt for 50 cents, probably have like blood, sweat, and tears of factory workers in it. There's also the alternative of Instagram ads where you'll see like really cute clothes. And you're like, oh, let's see how much this hoodie is. And it's like $800.
$800. Small business. $800.
And I it, just be it like, may take a couple weeks to get there. It's going to take months. It might not even come.
That's the reason why it's small. I do not trust ordering off Instagram, and I don't know how people do it.
Yeah, no.
I don't either.
I feel like it'll just never get here.
I did it like once, never arrived. I had like a 60% discount too, so it's not like I really cared.
I don't trust like clothes that are made for like 50 cents. I can't, because I paid more for jeans and t-shirts than like ever before.
Nah, but I'm saying because first of all, I don't know why Instagram added that little shop tab. Because it made me mad, because when they added that,
it like replaced a
it
vital
place where
section.
They put the heart, so you could like see who followed you, who liked it. It replaced that,
right?
So that went up in the corner, which just did not make sense to me.
It took me months to get adjusted.
Yeah, because I'd tap it and I'd be like,
wrong spot.
Nope. So I'd have to go up there, and then they changed the posting to up there in the corner too.
Mm-hmm.
They've just been making me mad.
No, really.
But did you see that trend where they were like, what's the place called? It's like Etsy, but they sell like vintage clothes. Depop.
Oh, yes. No. I think Depop counts as like modern
they
fashion.
They were exposing all the Depop scams, which like some stuff, because you can buy just stuff in bulk. But some people would literally have the same listing pictures as Rome would, as Rome and Shein. And it would just, I'd be like, and then everybody start like exposing these people.
See, the thing is on Depop, it's like mostly like richer white girls who are like just trying to make a little extra cash. They'll be like, oh, well, here's this Y2K small shirt. And it'll literally be like a kid's Hello Kitty shirt.
Did you see that one?
I've seen multiple of those.
There was
actually
the one, and they were literally,
and they'll always be like $30 for
they
the
were
shirt
literally
you got for $5.
Selling children's clothes. And was like, it's a crop top. And it wasn't. It was literally just a children's size shirt. And y'all are selling it for $45. Because it'll be a crop top on someone. Because it's not for you. But she was calling it a vintage tee. No, a vintage crop shirt.
No.
It was in a youth size.
Fire.
I Thank you, Colin Echols. So it's also been like, this has been happening for a while, these Depop people selling kids clothes. I remember like in the winter, people were like begging. They were like, don't buy coats, don't buy jackets. They literally need those at Goodwill. Y'all are being unnecessary. And girls would be like, babyface tracksuit jacket, Y2K, $50 for this literally, kid's
please
jacket.
Please tell me why they were like, they're literally going to Goodwill and just buying stuff and selling it up. Please.
For no real
not,
reason.
Not the purpose.
But see, I didn't know that before. But when I downloaded Depop as like, oh, I wonder what this is. Like, you know how you kind of go off on a rant, on a tangent.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, I want to know what this is. I literally scrolled down. It was just like random stuff, unorganized. And I was like, okay, it's fine. And I kept going down. It was like somebody's jeans from like the 2000s. And I was like, we're uninstalling.
I don't trust to buy on like Depop. It's like how that one Mercari app, I don't trust that either.
See, I like my friend Nari, he sells on Depop, and I think he doesn't go to like virtual school anymore. I think he was like pretty known for like his like alt fashion. But the thing is, this dude is like microscopic. Like, I'm talking like he's thin and lanky, and like clearly none of his clothes would be able to fit many people. And I went over his house one day, and he was like, oh, I have a pair of pants that I think you like. They should be able to fit you.
No.
Mind you, I'm nowhere near like his size.
Size,
I'm shorter height, than him.
Everything is
I'm like larger than him. Like, everything's a no. And I'm like, oh, no, I definitely can't fit whatever you were wearing. He was like, oh, no, I like shrunk. They're big on me. They'd be able to fit you. I'm talking, I ripped these pants in the first day of wearing them. And not even from doing anything. I think I just literally just bent down to deal with Max because he's needy.
I want to go somewhere like, I know Ohio has like really great like thrift shops and stuff. Because here, I mean, there's some, but there's not like here is like Goodwill.
Right.
Is like good, which I mean, Goodwill is good, but I want to go to like, out, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, here in Indianapolis, whichever one, it's really just like Goodwills and stuff, which pretty cool, but
mediocre at best.
Like, I've been trying to find a sweater to go with this like sweater vest. It's not like a actual like sweater type vest, but it's like a sleeveless like kind of sweater vest looking shirt. And I've been trying
like
to find...
Like, racist real estate owners have?
Yeah, I... No!
So it's not puffy, it's just fluffy?
Okay, let me explain.
I'm so sorry if you own
this one looks like a... Okay, I can explain. This one looks like a Ben 10 shirt. That's one of the... One of them is gray. Oh. One of them is black and black. It's brown with white stripes, like, in, like, a round pattern. And the other one literally looks like a Ben 10 shirt. So it's sleeveless, like a silky material. Like it's clearly like an old shirt. And I've been trying to find a sweater to go with them for so long. So long. And I'll go to Goodwill and they just will have like longer sweaters. And I'll be like, well, that's not really what I'm looking for. So
that sounds like a trip. I feel like there's something else to mention when it comes to like fashion and stuff. Oh, I do have one thing. There are a lot of people on TikTok that are like, OMG, old clothes are coming back. Like it. No, they're not. Y'all have not shifted from anything. I'm like, OMG, let's try this new style. And then, like, stay in the same ballpark that we're in right now.
It'll be like, oh, my gosh, let's try this. I want to bring this back. And it'll literally be sweater vests.
It'll literally be, like, a singular girl, like, wearing, like, low-waisted jeans. Everybody's like, okay, so low-waisted jeans are in. You have 87 pairs of high-waisted pants. You can't just make the switch.
And then, when everybody was, like, when celebrities, like, I think it was Kylie Jenner, Kendall, one of them at first, started wearing, like, mom jeans, and everybody was like, oh, my God, mom jeans are back in style. Mom jeans are back. And I was like,
that is a mother.
They are literally just pants. They are just pants.
It seems like it's always pants, too.
Yeah, it's always, like, pants, which, first of all, OMG. I already believe pants are too expensive.
Oh, absolutely.
They honestly are.
Like, I feel like pants, I had to buy some work clothes. Buy a black shirt and some black pants, which I like hate, but okay. Why were they like $16? They were just plain like skinny pants.
No, I'm telling you, the slogan, no shirt, no shoes, no service, clearly pants are optional.
Clearly. Because why? Even the people who made that were like, pants should not cost this much.
Pants should not cost this much. So that's you like, can come into my restaurant pantsless and I still feed you.
That's like one of those like things that's like, this is the necessity. Why is it so much? Clothes, the price of some clothes. Okay, let me show you these shoes that I was thinking about buying because I was like, oh my God, like these are cute. Like these pants, not pants. I was like, these shoes are cute. These are the shoes. They're low rise ones, the red and white. Guess the price.
I'm going to say 160.
All right. Guess the price.
Almost 200.
No. These shoes were $400 a pair.
Oh my goodness.
These shoes were, they are literally just low rise Nike ones, red and white, and they were $400 a pair.
How do you even, are they being like resold?
Yes.
Of course. No, resellers have like the boldness.
Okay, let's start here. The resale price is cheaper than what, like when Nike sold them, like people, the resale price is going up on them, but when Nike sold them, they were originally like 400. Some people were reselling them for like three, but now that people are like, dang, y'all are really taxing. Let me tax. So the cheapest I found those shoes were $100, like a lot of zeros on that, like going into like a thousand basically.
Oh no.
And
that's,
there are people out here buying those, which is why I was, how, like people don't be having a car but spend $1,000 on shoes. You literally do not have a dependable transportation and you are spending $1,000 on shoes to flex them. No. No, please save that $1,000 and get you a car. Get you a car so you don't got to walk around and mess up your shoes.
Down payment for a second.
Get you a car so you don't got to go around messing up your shoes.
I feel like this conversation is cooling down. We're like 10 minutes in. So I say we go ahead and bring this to the TikTok minute and wrap this bad boy up.
Oh my gosh. So.
Are you going to talk about the car one?
Huh?
Are you going to talk about the car one?
The car one? Oh. Okay. Well, you think if I play it, it'll sound okay?
Probably not.
Should I, though?
I mean, if you took off. One.
I mean, I can't. Oh, yeah, I can't. Because.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. So, no.
This TikTok was basically, I sent it to Alex and a couple of my other friends. But it was this man, and I guess he was messing with this girl, and she, like, went and beat his car.
Like with a hammer, like, yeah. Dense.
No,
in
I think
it
was like a bat. Like it looked like a bat type of beating.
I think it looked like a hammer.
It was clearly something like round, but it wasn't like small, which is why I don't think it was a hammer.
Oh, maybe it was a mallet.
Maybe. But he was going around and like showing his car. And he was like, man, she done.
Oh, this is a duet, by the way.
She done hit my car. And the dude who was duetting it, he was like, dang, you should do something about that. And homie's going. Homie's like, he done hit my car. Like, that's so disrespectful. He like, you should do something. And then the original video, he went, no, if I went in her house and beat her kids with a hammer, I'd be wrong. And the dude immediately went, we weren't on the same page. We weren't on the same page.
I was thinking like TP her house.
I was thinking like TP her house or something. And then in the comments, he said, I'm gonna be honest. I think we were reading a different book. We were in two different books, two different genres, and that like just that it was so funny to me.
Ariel,
oh my God,
sounded like you had a TikTok.
I do have a TikTok, and this one's very interesting. Usually, I don't get this stuff on my page, but apparently, I did today. So, I went ahead and I found this video where this girl was like holding her dog, and she was like, you know, in her room, like dancing and singing to some music. Meanwhile, she had the iPhone, you know, like the popular iPhone taser thing going around. Because apparently, there's this like thing going around where it's like a popular iPhone taser, so it looks like an iPhone, but it's actually a taser. And yes, it's going all around my For You page. But anyway, the dog is just sitting there. Then she turns the taser on, and she's just like lip syncing, and then like as she's lip syncing, she's like turn that taser
domestic,
on.
Is and this domestic animal abuse? That's where it sounds like this is
and,
going.
And it's getting closer.
It clicked like 30 seconds ago.
And it's getting closer to the dog. And the dog is like you can see the fear in the dog's eyes. Like you could just see the dog literally crying on the inside. So all you see is this woman like playing with her taser, getting it closer to the dog. And the she dog is literally
you're like, you're not getting there quick enough. Did she tase him or did she not tase
him?
No,
she's not tasing him, but she's like putting the taser near him and it's scaring the crap out of the dog. Like the dog is just sitting there terrified. Absolutely frightened.
I want to debunk you to the worst storyteller for that because the amount of times you were like,
it was
so she's sitting there like waving the taser and the dog looks scared and she's getting slowly closer with the dog with the taser.
It was the 40 seconds of, yeah, on my For You page, it's been an iPhone that looks like a taser. It's really popular, the taser that looks like an iPhone. And it's like,
I was trying to give you a gist of like what it looked
you
like.
You kept repeating iPhone and taser. I was lost.
Oh.
But TikTok, oh, what's up?
Oh, wait, no, you can go. I have like two more.
My TikTok is, on my For You page, Smule has been coming back. And it's not exactly my For You page. I've gotten like two. Natalia has sent me like 40. Of these like Smule videos, and it was to Mitski's I think it was washing machine heart, and this person was like extremely off rhythm, off key, and it was like so y'all know the scale, right? Do re mi fa sol la si. Yeah, all that, whatever. I have a stutter right now. So like one of the lines that was repeating in this song was do mi ti. And this person, when they'd get to those, they'd go, do me tea. And then there'd be like 4 seconds of silence at the end as it waited for the line to change.
Whoa.
So like they were like completely off. I don't think they knew the song.
Probably not. Probably not.
And I've been thinking of this all day because they're like a lot of times where music would like hold out the note and they just wouldn't miss it. So they'd be like a more seconds of silence after they said the words.
No. Oh, what was okay, my favorite sound has been that one ha ha ha. I probably shouldn't cover my mouth, but that's the thing. It was and one apparently because my TikTok For You page is like not a lot. It's not like it's really just like plain and simple. But none of it falls like a pattern. Like, I couldn't put myself on the side of TikTok if I wanted to. But this one TikTok was basically, I showed this one to Alex too, or the Hurricane. I showed this one to the Hurricane, and it was the one where it said, I realize I've had my dogs for X amount of years and I've never told them my name. And the one dog, he literally looks over. Because she went, hi, my name's Lori. And both dogs, like, looked at each other.
Like, I don't mean, like, a little, oh, like, a little glance. I mean, these dogs fully turn their heads, eye contact. Like, this is not a little, oh, I told them my name. This is a revelation among them.
And then this is the final one. I'm going to play it because, so, the one voice is the daughter. And the other one is a mom with dementia. The caption is, my mom has dementia, but sometimes makes me feel like I'm the one with it. And this is it.
Robin. Do they like me?
No. Oh, and she's talking to a dog.
I couldn't talk to him. Why not?
You talk to them.
Oh, because he's a dog? That makes sense.
Homie, okay. We're going to have to edit that out. But I'm going to explain it. Homie, okay, so the mom is talking to the dog. And it's like she goes to the dog. And the daughter goes, do you love Robin? The mom. Talking to the dog, you like me, huh? So the daughter goes, what did he say? And the mom literally went, I couldn't talk to him. And she went, why not? And the mom drops the whole tone and goes, you can't talk to them.
No.
And I just feel like it's one of those like, oh my gosh, we're being so playful. Oh, you.
Okay. Nope, not fun anymore. No longer fun.
And then the last sound is, I got you. From right here.
I got your back.
I got your back.
From right here.
From right here. From right here.
Well.
But, oh. Did we go to end that at the same time? But
yeah, pretty much.
These doors wrap up a another episode of What Ain't Insanity.
Insanity.
This is our last episode of the year.
Well, I mean, summer's going out. Oh, yeah, we should probably mention that. We're leaving for summer. Yeah.
Yeah, this is our last episode of the year. So, and we're not going to have 2 months worth of podcasts for y'all. We might not even have any. It's a work in progress.
No, I think they're gone.
We might have like 1 week with just the extra one that I have already. But that's if. That's a very that's slight if.
It's if. Not gone.
But this is probably the last time you'll be hearing from us. So this is a final, not a final farewell.
Oh, yeah. We're still going to be back. This is going to be a season three. This y'all is know how this works.
Peace out farewell from DJ K. I'll see y'all in like 2 months.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and turn your mic off. And then here's your little... Oh, wait, Ariel, you the guest. You were supposed to de-introduce yourself first.
Bye, guys. I'm DJ Mouse. It was nice being here. And I'm going home.
Aren't we all? Then, you know, we got the hurricane signing out. Y'all aren't going to hear from us till like, August, September. I never know when school starts. I just show up when I show up. But... thank you all so much for listening for so long. And it's going to be all from us for now. Peace out.